News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With former President Trump on the verge of clinching the GOP presidential nomination, and President Biden well on his way to being the Democrat standard bearer, the 2024 presidential campaign kicked into high gear in Georgia over the weekend. Both the candidates held rallies in the state.
The president delivered his post-State of the Union message in Atlanta.
Our freedoms are literally on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take our freedoms away.
Meanwhile, former President Trump rallied supporters in Rome, Georgia.
Under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation.
The dueling rallies came ahead of Georgia's presidential primary on Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO has its 32nd member. A Swedish flag flies over NATO headquarters today. Further expansion of the alliance 2 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine persuaded neutral Sweden to seek safety under the alliance's security umbrella. As a ceasefire remains out of reach, the war in Gaza rages on. The explosive conflict triggered by the Hamas terror attack on Israel. The BBC's Yolanda Nell monitoring developments from Jerusalem.
Hopes for a ceasefire, which would have seen the release of some of the remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas, have stalled, with both sides blaming each other. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with an offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza, saying this is key to defeating Hamas. The U.S. President Joe Biden had earlier described carrying out such an operation in the area crowded with displaced people as his red line.
The leader of Al-Qaeda in Yemen is dead. The U.S. government had put a $5 million bounty on the head of the terrorist leader. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow's down 109 points. The Nasdaq off 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
This KSDQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Sound of clanging tokens coming out of slot machines in the Las Vegas Strip. That's pretty much a thing of the past, but except over at Circus Circus Slots of Fun Casino area. A separate area next to the casino's main building, Slots of Fun has about 75 token-operated machines, a mix of quarter, dollar, and $5 machines. Now, the revamped casino area debuted the middle of last month with a vintage Vegas feel to it, and that includes $2 from cocktails, hot dogs, popcorn, and beer. Circus Circus officials say they want to add more vintage slot machines, but they have to wait on vendors in order to make them available. Another record for the Las Vegas Aces, the two-time defending WNBA champs, the first time in league history they sell out their season ticket dice for memberships, about 8,600. The team will begin its regular season on May 14th at home against Phoenix, trying to become the first WNBA team to win three straight titles since the Houston Comets did it back in 97 to 2000. In fact, they won four in a row to begin the WNBA. Single-game tickets for the Aces game over at T-Mobile Arena in September go on sale at the end of the month. Tickets for the team's 19 other home games at Michelob Ultra Arena, they will go on sale by late April. And the historic Westside Urban Farm hosting its first ever Farmers Market. Market calendar for this Saturday from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon over at James Gay III Park. That's on Harrison Avenue. The farm opened back in April of last year and grows fresh fruits and vegetables, and they include lemons, tomatoes, basil, among other produce. The Urban Farm works to help those struggling with food insecurity and to give the historic Westside community access to fresh produce in an area that's known as a food desert. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Much fewer cars on the road this morning. Spring break will do that. Clark County School District out this week, so we're seeing a good flow of traffic up and down the resort corridor and all the usual spots, just not as bad as usual, actually, when it comes to speeds. In Henderson, still have the Boulder Highway off-ramp coming off of I-11 northbound shut down. Rollover accident with a fuel spill, car in the ditch. That's the Boulder Highway off-ramp as you leave I-11 northbound in Henderson. Good-looking day in the valley with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures are going to go to the low 70s by afternoon. Only 55 degrees, though, right now. We could have winds gusting up around 20 miles per hour throughout the valley. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day, and no better way to start your day than with Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered every afternoon, 3 to 6. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I am so jealous of you. You had so much fun last week traveling down to Mar-a-Lago for the watch party for the big Jeff Gunter fundraiser on Wednesday. You had a great weekend. You got to see the former president.
I did have a great weekend, but I got to tell you, it's so tough when you have as much TV and radio as me to get away in the middle of the week. And it's very dangerous because you just don't know. Nowadays, America's like a third world nation, Kevin. And the airlines and the airports and the entire transportation system are so screwed up that you're almost guaranteed to miss your flights, and that's what happened. You know, I on the way there, I had to be there early to get there to see the president, and then before the Super Tuesday speech, you know, before he came out in the speech, and then the speech itself, Real America's Voice wanted me to host their network coverage from Mar-a-Lago and be on camera, right? So I had to get there. The flight landed at 6, or supposed to land at 6, and I was going to go to the hotel, you know, take a shower, get dressed, and then head there. Well, of course, when the flight landed in Dallas, it was 3 hours late in taking off, and I wound up landing at 9, and the event was starting at around 9. So I had to rush straight from the airport, no shower, no shave, no change into a suit with a tie. I was wearing a, you know, kind of a black shirt with a black jacket, looking very casual. And so that was problem number one. And then on the way home, even worse, I had someone I love very much who was in the hospital, and I promised to be back to see them. And it was the one time in my whole life, you know, please pray the flight isn't late at all. And guess what happened? The entire Dallas airport was shut down Thursday night due to weather. I've never had an airport shut down because it's raining out. And they literally were allowing no flights to land and no flights to take off. So we circled in the air for my connecting flight that was going to take me to Dallas, right? We circled in the air for 2 hours. And then they said, folks, we're going to go in now. And 1 minute later, the pilot says on the intercom, we're not going in now. They've diverted us to Austin.
Oh, no.
So now I'm diverted to Austin. We sit on the ground for 4 hours. They finally let us go to Dallas. We fly to Dallas. And the minute we land, I find out my flight is canceled completely. As bad as that sounds, now I get off the plane and I realize all flights are canceled and the entire airport is a madhouse and there must be thousands and thousands of people, I guess 10,000, all of whose flights are canceled, all of whom have no idea how they're getting home, all of whom need their flights rescheduled, and there's lines 3 hours long to find out how to reschedule your flight. And I waited in one of those three-hour-long lines. When I got to the end of it, they told me, basically, American Airlines, the rudest airline in the world, and they basically said, screw you, and you're going nowhere for days. There aren't any flights out. Every flight is booked. Everyone got here before you. They were already stuck at the airport. You took 4 hours on the runway. So when you got here, everyone already has booked their rebooked their flights over the next 3 days, and you aren't getting out till Sunday. I had to be home because someone I love was having surgery, and I needed to get to the hospital. And they say, Thursday night now, they say, you're not getting home till Sunday. I would have missed filming my Real America's Voice TV show. Would have missed filming my Lindell TV show. Would have missed being on the air with my live, with my radio show. And then Saturday morning, I happened to have a speech at the Horseshoe, you know, formerly Bally's, for a convention in town. And I was the opening speaker. And they told me, you're not getting out till Sunday. So it was like a disaster. And to make a long story short, there were no hotels in the whole town. There wasn't one room. And so the whole thing was just a horrible experience. The next morning, I waited in line at 5 in the morning, got standby, and actually made it the last person allowed on a 7 a.m. flight and got back here and then did both my TV shows and my radio show after landing on 1 hour sleep. And then the next day went and did my speech at the Horseshoe. And by the way, got a standing ovation and it all worked out.
And by the way, I take back everything I said about I'm so jealous of this man.
Exactly.
Knowing what I know now.
But listen, this story was not a story about woe is me. This story is a story about how bad America is today. I believe it's symptomatic of everything going on. It's exhibit A of the fact that we've got basically a socialist third world crap hole right now we live in. Everything is screwed up. I saw the day before I took off on Wednesday, a plane had its wheel fall off and land on a car and break its windshield. Have to be a parked car. If someone was in it, they would have been killed. I saw today there was a problem with an airline. A cargo thing was open while they were taking off, and they could have crashed, and they had to come back down. I saw yesterday two planes almost crashed into each other on a runway, and that's like the 10th time that's happened since Mayor Pete Butthead, you know, with a resume qualifying him as one thing, gay. And I have nothing against gay people, but if your resume is, I'm a gay mayor of a small town in Indiana, how do you become the transportation secretary of the United States of America in charge of the airlines? It's a joke. Something's wrong, man. I realize he didn't open the cargo door. I realize he didn't make the wheel fall off. I realize he didn't cause the weather when I was landing. But when you add it all together, our nation is a freaking mess because of DEI and affirmative action and the wrong people in place at the wrong departments, and forget about black or white. It's all liberals. They're all morons. They can't make trains run on time. They're incompetent. They're wrecking our nation. Everything is wrong. We are in a third world nation. And by the way, the other story about what happened to me was I had a first class ticket, Kevin, and every step of the way, once I got off the plane, they treated me like cattle. And they said, we don't care anymore that you're first class. Once there's weather and there's 20,000 people without a flight, it doesn't matter that you're first class. You're the same as everyone else. You know what that is? That's called socialism. I'm not the same as everyone else. I don't pull rank. I don't say I'm a TV host. I'm a radio host. I'm a celebrity. Take care of me. But I'm a customer with a first class ticket. Now, you've got to have a line for that customer separate from everybody else. So I'm not in a line for 3 hours. Then when I get to the top of the line, say, you're never getting another first class ticket. You're gonna ride in the cargo to get home. You know, it's just ridiculous. We're in a socialist third world nation and nothing matters anymore. How much money you spend, how good a customer you are. Nothing matters when you have idiots in control of the nation. And we've got idiot Marxists in control of the United States.
Okay, you hosted the Dr. Jeff Gunter a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago, my understanding.
That was fun.
By the way, Dr. Jeff Gunter, you'll hear his comments. I had him on earlier in the show. We'll replay some of those comments coming up at the bottom of the hour. From your perspective, what did you think of the event? What did you think of the appearance by the president?
Yeah, well, you know, I figured he'd show up, you know, give Wayne a little credit here now, because I'm good friends with President Trump and good friends with the gal who is his personal assistant that follows him everywhere he goes and sits right outside his door when he's at home. But whenever he travels, she goes with him. And so I sent her a note and I said, I'll be hosting the fundraiser for President Trump's former ambassador. It's his guy, Jeff Gunter. And it might be nice if you stopped by and said hi to him and said hi to Wayne. And he walked into the party. So, you know, it might have been because I sent that note. I think it probably was. And President Trump came in and was so wonderful to everybody in the room and so appreciative of us being there, and so very, very appreciative of Jeff Gunter, his former U.S. ambassador, said the nicest things about him. It just was a wonderful, heartwarming moment, and I think it's representative of what a great man he is. He just loves people, and he loves to stop by parties and talk to the people, and the old Yiddish word, kibitz with the people, kind of talk to them. And he loves when you see him and you go, oh my God, the president just walked in. It really was. I mean, there were important people at that party. You know, Leo Terrell, the Fox News analyst and attorney, was at that party. And Lee Zeldin, the former congressman who ran for governor of New York, it almost won an all Democrat New York. It would have been the biggest Republican upset in the history of America. Almost won last time around. And they were both there. Laura Loomer was there. And yet, when Trump walked in, and Wayne Root was there, and when Trump walked in the room, you heard everyone's forks drop and everyone's mouth open, and everyone looked towards the door as Trump's walking in and going, oh, that's how I knew Trump was there. I heard this noise, and I heard the forks drop, and I said, Trump's here.
Oh,
it was
my
a
God.
Wild moment. Ambassador Gunter is a very great man, and he is, you know, a perfect guy to be a U.S. senator, because he will be the most pro-Trump, pro-MAGA senator you can imagine, and that's what the United States needs, somebody who is always going to support Trump when he's elected president again and go along with deporting 30 million illegals, not someone who's going to fight that stuff.
Okay, I mentioned it was an amazing week. It concluded on Saturday in Rome, Georgia, the former president, Donald J. Trump, versus an Atlanta rally with the current president, Joe Biden. Your thoughts on what you saw over the weekend? I know you kind of zone out, and a lot of times you're not totally engaged, but did you get to see any of the highlights from any of the rallies, the dueling rallies?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, the highlight was that Trump has, you know, thousands in line and thousands inside, and that Joe Biden has nobody at his rallies. That's the truth about the situation. I mean, Joe Biden is hated. Joe Biden is despised. Nobody likes Joe Biden. Nobody wants him to be president. No one wants him to be elected again. And every poll shows everyone believes he's unqualified to be elected again. He did a horrible job. And he's an old man, you know, who, and I'm not disrespectful to old people, but I meet 80 years old. I meet 85-year-olds who are kind of losing it, who aren't that good anymore every day. And I feel bad for them, but they belong in nursing homes, not in the White House, running the United States with their finger on the nuclear button. It's ridiculous. This is the most bizarre thing in the history of America, and he doesn't belong there. And I think the real story of the weekend that I wanted to tell you about, that I want to discuss today, is what happened over the weekend in New York City with the FDNY. I'm sure you saw that, Kevin.
Yep.
The Fire Department of New York. So Letitia James is addressing a fire ceremony where they're giving promotions to firefighters and honoring the ones who were in a, you know, who rescued someone's life. And it happens, you know, like once a year, and they ask the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, who I think is one of the five most horrible people in the world, along with Biden and Obama and Mayorkas and Kamala and Letitia James. They're all out to get Trump. They are vicious people. They remind me of the mafia meets the Soviet KGB, meets the East German Stasi, meets the Nazi Gestapo. They're terrible people who are out to destroy this country, and they'll destroy you if you get in their way for no reason. They'll make up a crime. That's the Nazis. That's the Soviets. And Letitia James is one of those people. She comes out on the stage to hand out promotions and awards, and the entire audience is firemen who love Trump, and they start booing her. I always contend every fireman and every policeman in America is a Trump guy. And I was proven right, because even in deep blue Democrat New York, they're all Trump guys. And so they start booing Letitia James viciously because of what she's done, her witch hunt against Trump. And she's trying to take, not only put him in jail, but take away his life savings and steal his assets. That's Soviet Union. That's Nazi Germany. And so they booed her and they started screaming Trump, 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 and drowned her out. And the next day, the FDNY commissioner, who's a very liberal woman, who obviously is a liberal Democrat, Letitia James associate, starts saying in the media, we're going to hunt them down. We've got the videos. We know who said boo. We know who said Trump, and embarrass the department and embarrass Letitia James, our attorney general. And you better come forward because it's going to be a much worse punishment if we find you. We're hunting you down. Folks, this is Nazi Germany. I'm a Jew. I could say that. This is 1930s pre-Holocaust Nazi Germany when Democrats start screaming, we're going to hunt you down for free speech. You know what? You're allowed to scream Trump and you're allowed to boo Letitia James in the United States of America. Now, if a fireman tried to hurt her, that would be a whole different thing. That's not what we're talking about. No one tried to hurt her. No one tried to shoot her. No one tried to stab her. They just flexed their free speech muscles in a free speech nation, and you have every right to do that. And no one should be hunting anyone down, and no one should use the language that we're hunting you down. That is Nazi, and that is Gestapo, and that is KGB. And we are not that country, but I guess we are now, Kevin.
Okay, in our final minute, what did you think of the big Kamala Harris vice presidential rally that occurred Saturday here in Vegas at Mojave High School? A huge throng of over 200 people showed up for the vice president.
Yeah, I'm surprised they could find 200. They must have paid them. I'm surprised. You know, when Kevin says huge throng, he's laughing because Trump gets 10,000 and 20,000. But yet, even 200 for Kamala, I'm surprised you can get five people to come out for Kamala. So they must have bribed them somehow. They probably said you get the day off on Monday if you show up on Saturday. Believe me, they bribed the high school kids to get them to come out, or there wouldn't have been 200 people there. Nobody wants to see Kamala and her word salad. She's just literally the dumbest person who's ever been in a position she's in. She's just stupid as a doorknob. She is dumb as a doorknob. And she got there by screwing her way to the top, and everybody knows that. There's no one who doesn't know it. It's so funny, Kevin. I get comments and memes and jokes every day, and half of them are about Kamala Harris, even though she's the most anonymous, unimportant, invisible VP in history and hasn't done a damn thing. Half of them are about her and how she screwed her way to the top. Everybody laughs about her being a woman who screwed her way to the top with no talent of any kind, no intelligence of any kind. And by the way, for those who are annoyed at my words, let's talk about the worst thing she ever did. She made comments in an interview before she was VP when she was running for Senate. She actually laughed at how many black men she put in prison for smoking pot while she was smoking pot at the same time. How can anyone accept her? And how could any black person accept her? How could anyone not hear those words and say this is a bad, bad person?
Hey, Wayne, you rest up, my friend. You got to go to work at 3 o'clock. Thank you so much, as always. And rest up, okay?
Root for America. That's how you find me and everything I do. Root for America. At the very top, it says watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on the radio, listen to Wayne on podcast. You click and you're on my show listening, or it tells you where to find it in your car. And, of course, on the radio, I'm right here, AM 670, every single day, Monday through Friday, at 3 to 6 o'clock, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., 3 hours a day in your car. And, Kevin, always great to be with you on Mondays.
Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again soon. Wayne Allen Root, the busiest man in Nevada politics. He really, honestly, he is everywhere. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Fallout from the State of the Union continues, and we move to the eve of Donald Trump officially capturing the Republican nomination. We'll break it all down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand. Together at the Aliante, that's right, two musical icons, Frank Sinatra and Barbara Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for 2 nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. Check it out at Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. Stay with us. We are sprinting to the finish line today as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Led by Jonathan Marchessault's third hat trick of the season, the Golden Knights picked up a win they desperately needed on Saturday night, beating the Detroit Red Wings 5-3 to snap a four-game losing streak. Another big league weekend is in the books as the Oakland A's beat the Milwaukee Brewers on Friday night and Saturday afternoon in spring training action at Las Vegas Ballpark. UNLV men's basketball wrapped up a solid season with a loss at UNR on Saturday. The men's Mountain West Basketball Championship Tournament tips off on Wednesday at the Thomas & Mack. The Runnin' Rebels are a four seed and will take on San Diego State on Thursday at 2:30. The women's tournament starts today. The Lady Rebels are a one seed and go up against Fresno State at noon at the TNM.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on